Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and if you're new here, this is a podcast geared towards women who want to feel healthy, look good, and stay organized. We tend to lean a little bit crunchy, but want to stay modern and pulled together at the same time. We talk a lot about planning, beauty, wellness, hobbies, and everything in between. We're real women doing our best to live well anyway in the midst of life's chaos. I'm so glad you're here. On today's episode, Katie is back and we are talking about our gift guide suggestions for this Christmas season. It can be really tough to buy for a lot of people in our lives, and we kind of don't feel like we're necessarily the very best gift givers on the planet, which it actually kind of shocked me when Katie said that because I think she's really good at it. But we dove in this episode with some tips and some little hacks that we use to try to make the gift giving process a little bit easier for ourselves when it's hard to figure out what you're going to buy people who maybe aren't the easiest to figure out for. And so we have some ideas about that. And then we also have our gift guide ideas for this year. We talk a lot about teens and tweens and stocking stuffers and even some stuff for the younger folks in our lives. So we're going to get into all of that in today's episode. But before we get there, I also want to make sure that you are following my YouTube channel. So you can find that at youtube.com/Mackenzie Coppa. It will take you right to my YouTube channel, and I've been getting after it, ladies. I am actually putting out more content there more consistently. I would love to have you hop over there, subscribe, follow the channel, click for notifications, and see what I've got going on over there. It has been so much fun so far. This is something that I have been talking about and wanting to do for years, and I'm finally buckling down and doing it. So we have got a lot of wellness content over there. We are putting up a lot of planning content. I would love to get your feedback on things that you would like to see over on my YouTube channel, so be sure to head over there. So again, you can find my channel at youtube.com/Mackenzie Coppa. It's super fun over there. It's actually really fun in the comments too. It's one of the most engaged places that I have online that people are really interacting, and so I would love to see you over there. Drop me a line, let me know what you'd like to see. All right, without further ado, let's jump into this episode all about our holiday gift guides with me and Katie Deckett. Welcome back, Katie.
Hi.
I would say I'm excited for this episode, but let's just be real for a second. Neither of us feel like maybe this is our strong suit.
Which is maybe why it's helpful to hear like how we struggle through. We still have to give gifts. You don't have yes. to be a good gift giver. You still have people that you want to love well through gifts. And so I really have to sit down and take my time. It doesn't come naturally to me. And I have fantastic gift givers in my family. My sister-in-law, it's like every gift makes you cry. Like it hits your heart and you're just like, how did you know? How did you know? I am not that gift giver.
Yeah, that's a tall order to follow.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Every year, no matter who she draws, it's just like, Are you kidding me? How do you do what you do? How do you need to interview her?
Yeah, seriously.
She's so great. But one thing I do notice that she does is she really takes time to think about the person, to know the person, to see what have they done this year? Like what's new about them? What are their interests? Has anything changed? Like she is so personal in her approach to gift giving, where I tend to be a little more generic. And okay, I have a teenage boy. I have a lot of teenage boys, but I'm giving gifts to a teenage boy. What would a teenage boy want? Rather than thinking, no, what is Jack need and want? I think that personalized step makes a huge difference, and I have to always tell myself, think about the person.
Well, and I think though there's an important balance to strike here, because there are a lot of people who have been talking to me lately. I've been talking about gifts in the holiday boot camp and different stuff like that. And one of the biggest struggles they have is like for extended family and people they really don't know all that well. And how are they supposed to buy gifts for them and stuff? And so I want to hit on that in a minute, because I think that it's okay to be generic. Is it wonderful when somebody like does have that gift of giving you the perfect gift? And is that awesome? Sure. But also, I don't expect that from extended family members. I actually don't exchange with any extended family members, so I don't even know what I'm talking about. I pretty much only buy for my kids. But, you know, I think in general, back when that was a thing, like you, I wouldn't have expected an extended family member who doesn't know me all that well to get me the perfect gift. And so I think you have to kind of keep that in mind. Like, they're probably not expecting it to be perfect either. And sometimes it's okay if it's generic. I think, though, it's important to think about things like just some basic rules of them for what you know about the person. Even if you don't know them super well, you can look at the way they dress and the way they decorate their house. Like, do they use a lot of bright colors and patterns, or are they more neutral? Like, don't buy them something that has, you know, like a tapestry with 45 colors on it if there's somebody who has an entirely neutral house. Like, just sort of use your brain. Don't buy for you too. Buy for them. Like, you may think it's the greatest tapestry on the planet. I don't know why I went with tapestry. It was like the first thing I could think of. But like, you have to think about from their perspective what they might like, not so much what you might like.
Yeah. And I think to feel good about giving a gift, you want it to be usable or practical. You don't want it to be something that's just like a nod at, hey, I gave you a gift, and they nod back and it like goes in a drawer. You know, you really want to be usable and purposeful, or otherwise, like, my philosophy is kind of don't bother. Then I'll just make them something food wise that is easily consumed, done. You know what I mean? If I don't have a ready idea for them, then I would always lean towards food because that's a strong suit. But I've learned a lot in the last year since I kind of embarked on like having a business, a cookie business. I have learned so much. And the number one thing I want to pass along is packaging. If you have something super simple that you make in the kitchen, like that, you know, that saltine cracker.
Toffee.
Like, super, super, super simple. Not too expensive. Kids can help. No matter what it is, if you package it well, it is a gift. If you just put it in a Ziploc baggie, it's just, you know, kind of homemade saltine cracker toffee that you get. But if you package it well, bets are off. Yeah. So I've learned a lot about packaging this year. And I'm just going to, is this the time? Should I give a couple of those tips right now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Some of my favorite things I've learned are ribboning. And I have these little tricks that I do that I think they just make a big difference. So I get these clear glassine bags, tall glassine bags at either Hobby Lobby or Michael's whenever the sale is on. You know, it kind of rotates week by week. But they're like, they start off at $1.99 and then you can get them for like 70 cents. And there's 15 bags in the bag. And I usually get like the 5x7, I think is the size, because that fits almost anything homemade from the kitchen. One cinnamon roll, 3 cookies, that kind of thing. So it's about the size. And then I have one ribbon I cut to like 18 inch. And then I cut multiple ribbons to 6 inch. So I tie the main ribbon around it, just gather it and tie it. And then I use the other ribbons that are coordinating in texture, color, whatever. So reds and greens. And then you can get ribbons pretty cheaply at different times too. And I just try to coordinate like a stripe and one of those that have like the little balls attached to them for texture. But then I tie from my original knot or where I cinched the bag, I put those 6 inches there and I tie again. And then you've got like frilly, it just makes it
now,
full.
Now, is this like the kind of ribbon we're thinking about that you can like run your scissors over to curl? Or is this like fabric ribbon?
I've used them. I go for texture. So I use that ribbon that you're talking about, maybe as the main, but then I'll pull in anything. You could pull in anything. You just think textures, and the fuller that you have it, the better. So I just
now, do you have pictures of this on your Instagram that we can direct people to?
Maybe. Remember the ghost that I did for the kids' birthday? It's like that. Like, that was an extremely simple cookie. I can send that to you so you can put that. You could link that so people can see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Extremely simple cookie. But the way I packaged it, it looked way different. It looked like a kind of a gift. And that was just all simple, simple packaging tricks.
Yeah.
But I think you can confidently go forward with something homemade as long as you package it well. And
I think that's a great idea because it's also more affordable. Like, if you're looking at the Christmas holidays with like teacher gifts and all that kind of thing, and it starts to feel overwhelming. Like, that's a great way to go.
Yeah. And I would also say adding a little tag in there is a simple thing to do. And before, so I have a Cricut now that I got for my business. I don't know if a lot of people have that on hand. I don't know how crafty your audience is, but let's say you don't. Because if you have one, you can whip up a tag in, you know, 30 seconds, really easy to do. If you don't, you can go to Etsy and search like Christmas tag and have for like $1.50 to $2, you can buy a page full of these tags and print off on your home printer. Or sometimes I would send it to FedEx or Kinko's. I wanted thicker and I wanted that hole punched out. I didn't want it. So you can do it any way you want, but for very little money, you can have a sheet of 15 of them. And then you attach that to one of those little ribbons and done. Like, very simple, but it looks elevated from something homemade.
Yeah, for sure. That's such a simple and helpful tip, I think. That's really great. Do you have any other packaging prowess for us?
Well, I would say like for teachers and stuff, hot sellers for me this year were like end of the year teacher gifts with a cookie in one of these glassine bags like I'm talking about, and then like a $5 Starbucks gift card in there, or a local, you know, kind of a cookie and a gift card or something homemade, and, you know, not too expensive, but just a little something. I think that's a great way to combo it and have gifts for whomever, teachers, neighbors, UPS man, like whatever, you know, if you're just, if you have one sort of standard idea that you can replicate a bunch and then you just and knock that out, bake with the kids or whatever the little treat is going to be, and then package it well, and then you're good to go.
Ladies, if you're spending time with loved ones over the holidays this season, chances are you're going to hear a lot of stories. The ones you love to hear and the ones you've heard too many times. I know it's that way with my family. My word, we are storytelling folks, and the same stories get told year after year after year, sometimes ad nauseum and drive my kids crazy, but it's just part of our family culture. But have you ever wanted to help your loved ones document those timeless stories and actually make sure that they stay around for years and years and years to come? It can be challenging to write an entire book of life memories, but with StoryWorth, it makes it fun and easy. This is how anyone can write a book about their life. You see, every week, StoryWorth will email one of your loved ones a single life-related question that you pick from their collection. Like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done? Or what's the farthest you've ever traveled? You can really get in there and pick the questions that you're most curious about from your family members. And then all they have to do is reply with the story. Then after a year, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories, memories, and even any photos into an exquisite hardcover book, creating a valued keepsake. I decided to do this with my dad because I noticed over the years that all of a sudden these random stories would come out that I had never heard before. And I think I know my dad pretty well, but then all of these crazy things that he did in his youth and when he was in high school and all these things would come out. And I would think, where has this story been all my life? And so I knew that having these prompts like this would be able to actually kind of get him thinking and putting those stories down so that I could have them and I could get to know him even better and have these stories to pass on to my kids and my grandkids, so they're never going to be lost. My family has pictures up the wazoo from having our smartphones and all that kind of thing, but the stories are so much harder to keep a record of. And that is one of the reasons I absolutely love StoryWorth and the whole process of doing StoryWorth together. Millions of stories have already been told with StoryWorth because they make the process so simple. Get started with your loved one for the holidays, and before you know it, you'll both be cherishing those timeless stories for generations to come. I know that it makes me feel so much closer to my dad when I get to read these things that I never knew about before. It's so much fun and it's such a bonding experience. So help your family share their story this holiday season with StoryWorth. Go to storyworth.com/livewell today and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/livewell to save $10 on your first purchase. StoryWorth.com/livewell.
And yeah. One other thing I would throw out there, I have this, I call it like a magic recipe, and I will totally share it because it has revolutionized my life. But it's 6.5 minute caramel, and you do the entire thing in your microwave, and it literally works every time. And then you just let it sit and harden, and it doesn't get hard. It's still a soft bite. And then you just cut it up and wrap each one up in like parchment, twist the ends, and you have like homemade caramel that you could put in one of these glassine bags that is a wonderful gift. And it seems a lot more complicated than it is, but the microwave literally does all the work.
Yes, we need that recipe. Yeah. For sure.
It's a miracle that it works. So before this, I would sit with my candy thermometer, and caramel takes probably 35 minutes on my stove. Like, I've got it down, but that is solid stirring time. You're not doing anything else. You are stirring that caramel, and you're watching your candy thermometer, and it's really a pain. But this method, you melt the butter, you add the ingredients, which are like brown sugar, white sugar, sweetened condensed milk, and that might be about it. And then you mix it up, you put it in the microwave for 6.5 minutes. It comes out, you add a little bit of vanilla, you stir it, you pour it in your 8x8 pan, sprinkle sea salt flakes on it, and that's it. Like 10 minutes, you are done.
Wow.
It is.
Wow.
And it is so good. It is buttery. It is soft, soft bite. It's fantastic.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to do that and take it to like our Christmas gathering, like what it like for our family, even just because we don't do exchanges with extended family. That would be a great thing to just take. And like you said, have it like wrapped up really cute. I love that idea.
Yeah. And you can get like Christmas themed parchment very easily. And that would just take it to that craft color or white. You could also do like a Christmassy colored one and make it more tailored to the holiday. But it is very simple. Kids can twist the ends and wrap them up. Like, it's a very low tech kind of a gift that's kind of hands on, but it doesn't take a lot. And you're not going to ruin something and be out a lot of money for ingredients. Like, simple.
I love it. Yes, we will have all of that stuff in the show notes. Okay, my tips for buying for extended family, we're going to go in a totally different direction. Okay. So these are like some hacks that I have stumbled upon. So I think that, you know, like you were saying, your sister-in-law does this amazing job of buying the perfect gift and knowing what to get. And that's such a skill and an art form. But I think that sometimes we look at people's gift guides, like, well, hello, we're doing one right here. But we kind of dismiss it. Like, it's not personal enough if we're buying off of a gift guide. And mm-hmm. I just want to like dispel that right now. Like, there's a reason there are gift guides out there. There are people who do such a good job of coming up with ideas. I'm thinking of like Living with Landon. She has all these beautiful ideas, has packaging ideas, everything. She'll give you, you know, an idea for every different person under the sun in your life. It's okay. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can find like great gifts that people may not even know they want, but they want. And I think like following those influencers who, you know, you like their style and the kinds of things that they buy or they recommend, but even more so, I'm going to say, find out who your extended family members are following. Like, you can very easily go into their Instagram and see who they follow and see the kinds of stuff that they like. Like, that's hello. Funny. Go to those people's like gift guides and shop off of those, because probably that's what your extended family member wants. And then
good idea.
Yeah, right? Right. Okay. Yeah. Here's my other hack. If you know of things that they like, that they already own, that they wear, that they use, whatever, put those things into Amazon and then see what the suggestions are at the bottom for people who bought this item also bought these items.
Nice.
Because most likely that's going to be sort of on that same track of what they actually enjoy. And it kind of gives you like this hack around from actually asking them, which I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. We need to normalize like the making of the wish list. But I think like doing some of those things and kind of hacking what they already have and looking what suggestions for other products might be, or finding out who they follow, is a really helpful little like workaround to finding something that they will probably like.
That is a great idea. I'm thinking of doing that for my boys. I mean,
yeah,
I have Instagram. I could sneak in there and see who
yeah,
they're following. Good idea.
totally. And then this was something that you were actually talking about. You don't even
Of
know. I'm about
course.
to like say, but I think we need to take our cues from Oprah and do a My Favorite Things,
Oh,
because
yeah.
you're not necessarily then, you're not even trying to pass it off as like, I think you might like this. It's like, I
Yeah.
really like this, and therefore I want you to experience it. And it might be something that you end up really liking too. So you're putting together favorite things gifts for the gals in your family, right?
Yep, we usually what we have done is we've drawn names and we've just exchanged, and you know that has worked. But this year we decided let's each just get each other. So the women get the women, the men get the men, like our top three favorite things of this year. And you know, you might not love everything, but there's something fun about I have
Yeah.
loved it. I think you're
Yeah.
gonna love it. And if you don't, okay, but you know that I loved it, you can give it back to me.
Yeah.
Give me
Well,
some of
and
that.
there's a reason that Oprah's Favorite Things, even how many years after her show isn't even a thing, is still like people still look for what Oprah's Favorite Things are. Like that was some of her most watched episodes of the season. Like it's, you want to know who people, what people you really respect and like what they like.
Yeah, and there's something kind of community driven about it that's
Yeah.
fun. It's like a social thing, and I think it's, I am really excited about it because I have a sister who's going to be very strong in books.
Yeah.
She's always cutting edge with like books and stuff like that. My stuff is all going to be, big surprise, more skincare,
Yeah.
supplements. And they
Yeah.
will not be surprised, and they'll kind of maybe roll their eyes. I have another sister who's going to be on comfort sweatpants, you just that kind of stuff. It'll be the newest, the best.
Yeah.
So we all are covering different ground that way, and it is
Yeah.
kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, cuz it might be stuff you, like you said, you wouldn't normally get, but it's kind of fun to have. It's not that you don't want it. It's just not maybe would have been what would have been like your top pick, but I think that's kind of fun. And so I don't know that you want to share yours in case people listen. I don't know.
Well, mine won't be a huge, mine is directly influenced by stuff that you have tried, told me to try. So we could have a lot of people who have very similar favorite things.
Yeah.
The
Well, and
last
I made my list, like if I were to do this, some of the things I would consider including. So I think
Yeah.
we should, I don't know if you want to share yours. I doubt that any of your family listens to the
Yeah, I
podcast.
don't think that they
Yeah.
do. I think
We're
they sit.
probably safe.
So I'm getting everybody Barefoot Dream socks. I love them. Starting in January, you guys know my trick about I just add them to my slipper.
Yep.
My fall slipper. This is my winter version. I'm getting them all Laneige. I'm not sure how you say it. The lip mask in Gummy Bear. My
Okay.
absolute favorite. Every night of my life, I coat that on and I wake up and my lips are supple and I love it.
Okay.
And Gummy Bear is the best. Of all the flavors, just trust me, try them all. It's the best. My clean towels, because
Yes, yes. Okay.
I super love those. And I'm throwing in another one, but I haven't tried it yet. So it's to say it's my favorite, I'm just going out on a limb here, but those castor oil packs.
Yes, which I don't even think we've talked about on the podcast yet. I talked about it over in Patreon, but I have, and I'm going to be talking about, we've got an episode coming up in a couple of weeks where I'm going to talk about like simple detoxing things that I have been incorporating into my life. But it's these castor oil packs that it's like a PUL fabric with an organic cotton over the top that you pour organic castor oil on and you wrap it around your body, kind of over your liver, and it helps to detox your liver and balance your hormones and help with digestion and all these different kinds of things. And I just wear it every night when I go to bed. So I have introduced Katie and the Patreon ladies to those. You'll be hearing more about it soon. But yeah, I think it's like a total like wellness hack thing. Super, super great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, so lately I've been going through and really cleaning up a lot of my personal care products. Not everything I was using was totally awful, but I knew there were cleaner versions of a lot of these things that I use on a daily basis, like my skincare and my makeup, that are so constantly being put on my body and absorbed into my system that I really want the cleanest options possible. So I really started doing a lot of my homework and looking for the best brands out there that I want to use and I feel safe using. Feel safe having my kids use, especially my girls. They're really into their facial care products and they're going to want to start wearing makeup. And so I really dug in and tried to look for the best products out there. And time again, after all the reviews I was reading and checking the EWG scores and looking at YouTube reviews and all of that kind of thing, I just kept coming back to Beauty Counter. And I saw so many people talking about it, so many people raving about it, not only their skincare, but also their makeup. And I thought, you know what? I just can't avoid it any longer because it's so clean, but also so effective. It's high quality makeup that does what it says it's going to do and makes you look the way that you want to look without there being any trade-offs. So you're not pumping yourself full of chemicals, but you also have makeup that makes your skin feel healthy, look vibrant. They've got a whole system. They even have the Flawless in 5 system where it's just 5 products to help you get ready really quickly, but beautifully and naturally. It's that whole no makeup look, and I am really digging it right now. So I am so excited by a lot of different products that Beauty Counter has to offer. I am really loving their Counter Plus Albright C Serum. It is my favorite vitamin C that I am currently using. I also have completely fallen in love with their Brilliant Brow Gel. I've never used a brow gel before now, and I didn't know that doing my brows could be this easy in the morning. I absolutely love it. They also have some really fun Christmas sets that are on sale right now. Things like different lip glosses that would be perfect for stocking stuffers that we mentioned in this episode. They've got little small editions of their skincare, so you can try out a bunch of different things that they have in their skincare line. Lots of fun things happening right now over at Beauty Counter. So if you want to take advantage of these sales, then go to mackenziekoppa.com/beautycounter and you can get in on all of these great Black Friday sales. Get those stocking stuffers, buy a great new lip gloss for friends and family, get yourself a little something while you're there. I really think that you are going to love these beautiful products that also can give you the peace of mind knowing that they are completely toxin-free and good for your body. Again, that's mackenziekoppa.com/beautycounter. Yeah.
Well, in our family, I'm the oldest sister. I'm the oldest one. So mm-hmm. I'm the first one to go through in my 40s, like the change of hormones, sort of that shock to your life, like what is going on? And you've got to kind of get a grip. My sister, who's 2 years younger, she called earlier this year and she's like, what the heck is going on? Like, I can't get a grip. I'm always angry. I'm always crying. Like, my hormones are out of balance. I don't even know what to eat. I don't know what to do. And so she and I started kind of talking together about some of the things that I've been doing that, I mean, you've really helped me walk through that is helping get a hold of those hormones. So my other sister-in-law and sister are 2 years behind that. So they're all coming up in this phase. And so these things that I have, you know, had to learn, it feels like in the hard way, I'm so ready to pass along that. And the castor oil pack feels like a big part of it for especially the hormonal balancing is a thing. It is a thing after 40. And
even like late 30s, I'm dealing with it. So, you know, I think it starts kind of like for everyone a little bit different time, but I think it's important to be aware of and be trying to like maybe get a hold of before it completely goes off the rails.
Right. Before you realize you have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what I think the castor oil pack will do. Like when they need it, when they're ready, they can kind of, you know, smirk or roll their eyes a little bit, but there's going to come a time, not in the too distant future, where they're going to feel that shift. And like, you do want tools in your arsenal.
Yeah. Well, and even if it's not even specifically about the hormones, it's good for digestion. All of our livers are probably more taxed than we want to admit from the amount of toxins that we take in just from our environment and our cleaning products and our skincare and, you know, whatever it is. If you're not using like the cleanest products out there, your water, your air, like our livers are taxed. We have more toxins going on in our world than ever before. And so I think it's good for anybody, even if you're not like dealing with super crazy hormonal stuff yet.
Yeah.
But that's just my two cents. So is that all of your things you'd put on your favorite things list?
Yep.
Okay.
Those are my top four.
I'm surprised we didn't have overlap. So
we didn't?
Although I love the castor oil packs too, and I think those would be a great gift. But my top one, I thought you might say, but it's Rasa.
Oh, like, well, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I would definitely give Rasa in a favorite things list. I think depending on the person, I would pick like which one I would like best for them because I like so many of them. But yeah, I would probably
like the sampler pack because that comes with one of all of the little ones, right?
Yeah,
like one.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. The sampler. So they could decide for themselves. Or I would probably do like the chai or something. But yeah, I love Rasa. I think that would be a super fun one to do for a favorite things list. Mm-hmm. My primarily pure gua sha stones. So I would pick one of those or the roller, the jade roller, because I use those every single day and I absolutely love them. Or maybe even the dry brush, the facial dry brush, but definitely my primarily pure gua sha stones. They're just like, they just wake me up in the morning and it's like a nice little like facial massage. And I love everything about them. So I would do that. My fluid bath soaks. So
I could have mentioned that one. That is so, I love them.
Yeah. They're just so good. I haven't even gotten to try their new stress one yet. Now they have four different ones. One's for aches and pains, one's for sleep, one's for stress, and one is for, what is the other one for? Anxiety? Yeah. I can't remember.
But isn't that stress?
No, but there's two different ones. There's a stress one, and then there's a different one. But anyway, I digress. They're just like, I love using them, and it feels like such a like a decadent part of my evening routine, but also like the super nourishing part because you're getting all those transdermal like vitamins and everything. I love my fluid bath soaks. So that would be high on the list. Power sheets. I love power sheets. I think they would be a super fun gift for people. I've gifted them in the past. And then you can kind of like talk with that person about them throughout the year, which is fun. I would maybe do like my favorite books of the year. And so you're not necessarily trying to pick the favorite book of that person, but your favorite books for the year, which we are going to have an episode soon in December where we're talking about our favorite reads from 2022. But I think right now I looked back over my list of everything that I've read so far, and it was hard to pick because there have been a lot of books that I've really enjoyed this year. But I think it would be Managing Expectations, the audiobook from Minnie Driver, which you really do have to do the audiobook. Don't even mess around. Like, you have to hear Minnie Driver read it. But then also, I loved Shauna Nyquist's new book, I Guess I Haven't Learned That Yet. That was excellent. I want to reread it again. It was just so good. So those would probably be like, if I was throwing a bunch of my favorite things in a basket, those would be some of the ones that I would throw in there for sure.
I love it.
I could put, you know, 1,000 more things on there, all the skincare and all the supplements. And like, if I were to pick what I want, then it's like, okay, well, give me this whole line from Beauty Counter and this product from Dime. And is it weird to ask for like vitamins for Christmas?
Not anymore. I think you've normalized.
Right? I've normalized it. If it's really what you want, you know. Yeah. Mom, can I get a good cellular binder for Christmas?
Oh my gosh. Make sure it's liposomal.
Yes. Okay, but should we move on to teens? Like,
sure.
Okay, so I came up with this theory the other day that when you're buying for your kids, if they're about 10 and under, you ignore everything they're telling you about what they want for Christmas, because they are just like, they will just say anything because it's something new. They will get out that Target catalog of all the toys and they will circle everything in there. And you have to do more thinking about like what they actually want or what you actually know they'll want and they'll actually use than what they ask for. Like maybe buy them one thing that they ask for, but the rest you figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
And if they're over that age, if they're about preteen and older, especially the teenagers, just get them what they say they want.
Right. Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, I've learned that. That's a great tip. I've learned that the hard way, even down to color. Like there's no variance. This is what they want. Mom, this is what I want. Like don't overthink this. Don't try to add any pizzazz or no, I want this.
Yeah. And for honestly, like for my oldest this year, he is saving for a camera. He wants the money towards a camera. He will be disappointed if I find, you know, four smaller things that I think would be fun for him to have when he's like, but that was all money that I could have put towards a camera. Like, why did you buy me this stuff? He really doesn't want that. He wants the bigger gifts. And if I can't afford a $1,000 camera right now, then he really just wants the money to go towards that so that at some point he can get it.
Yeah.
But with that said, there are a couple of things that if I had more money this year, I would think about buying him in addition to that. And this is maybe like very specific because I have such a, I have a very nicheified son, and I don't know, maybe all teenagers are that way where the,
I
by
think
this,
all teenagers are nicheified.
Yeah. Like they're at this point in their life where they very much know what they're into and what they like and what they're spending their time on. I mean, I guess I can think of your boys and it's that same way. Mm-hmm. Like Roman, it is all film club, YouTube, like camera stuff, computer stuff. Like it is his whole world is that.
Yeah.
And so I would actually, there are some master classes. I wish I could get him a master class membership because they have like all these amazing directors and writers and cinematographers and all of these people who have these classes. I mean, people who have done Hollywood movies and actors, and that I feel like, oh my gosh, he could get so much from having that masterclass subscription. I know that like the Duffer brothers who created Stranger Things, they have an entire masterclass on how they wrote it, how they sold it, how they made it into a show, like how they got it on Netflix. Like it is start to finish how they created Stranger Things and like helping you figure out how to create your own show. And I just think like that sort of nichified learning for him would be so amazing, so valuable. He would absolutely love it. Or one of Casey Neistat, I don't think it's on Masterclass, but he's this huge YouTuber, super successful. And he has a class all about how to create story and how to like film it, and like getting them that sort of gift where it pertains to whatever their super nichified interest is, I think is kind of a cool gift that they might not expect.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Even a Skillshare membership, I think, is that same kind of thing where they can go on there and they can learn whatever it is they want to learn. Even for like a preteen, I think that even like my 10-year-old would probably be interested in a Skillshare membership because she uses mine. She likes to go like take a drawing class or a painting class or whatever.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Skillshare. I'm going to look that up. I don't know that one as well.
Yeah. I love my Skillshare membership, and they do a lot of these companies and different things that we're talking about. I'm gonna be honest, guys, I'm affiliated with them, but I've chosen to be affiliated with them because I really love their products. And so like Skillshare is one of those, and a lot of these, they are going to be having huge Black Friday sales, and I will be sending out an email with the sales from the companies that I am affiliated with, so what their sales are going to be and all that, so you guys can be watching in your inbox. If you are subscribed to the newsletter, if you're not yet, then go to mackenziekappa.com/news, and I send out an email every Sunday that's like a planning newsletter and talks about like different things that have come out on the platform and different kinds of content that have come out. But then also at the very bottom, I list whatever sales are happening with the companies that I really like and the products that I really like. So you can always find those there.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. My other ideas for teens, like if you're just looking for something small for like a stocking stuffer or that kind of thing, is like a new phone case. I know Roman's phone case is super beat up, or a new pop socket, or those little pop socket mounts that they can put. Like, I have one on my mirror in my bathroom so I can watch YouTube or whatever while I'm doing my makeup, or even like a little desk tripod for their phone. Roman is constantly like watching things on his phone while he's working on his computer or whatever. And so having a little tripod to stand their phone up in while they're doing other things, I think is just kind of a fun little gift.
Yeah, I like that.
And a lot of these things too, we have the gift guides on Amazon. Some of these things aren't on Amazon and they'll be all listed in today's show notes, but we also have gift guides on Amazon that you can find by going to mackenziekoppa.com/Amazon, and they'll all be there, and we'll be adding more things to kind of like each age group so you can get more ideas there too. Okay, ladies, you might know that lately I have been really working hard to replace a lot of products in our house with non-toxic versions so that I can just eliminate as much of this toxic load that my family is being exposed to as possible. And one of my favorite, and I think one of the biggest ways that we have done this, is by replacing our cookware with Caraway Home's non-toxic cookware and bakeware collections. You guys, I love my Caraway pieces. I mean, not only are they non-toxic, so I don't have to worry about anything. They don't have any of those toxic materials like PFAS, PTFE, PFOA, or other hard to pronounce chemicals. They are just as clean can get. And I really like pretty things in my home. They're so well designed. It's this modern cookware collection for the modern home that they've even thought about the storage solutions. So they have a whole storage system that can go under your cabinets so you're not missing lids or trying to stack things up all crazy. They've really thought of everything. Personally, I have the cream color of both their saute pan and their Dutch oven, and I absolutely love them. I can't wait to add more pieces to my collection. They're just so well done and they look beautiful in my kitchen. And to top it off, ladies, this only happens once a year, but Caraway's Cyber Season event is almost here. You can save up to 20% on all Caraway products, including their internet famous non-toxic cookware set. And for the first time ever, you can now save on Caraway's food storage, tea kettle, and mini cookware. This exclusive deal won't last long, so make sure to shop your favorite colors and products while you still can. It's such an easy swap to make sure that you are cleaning up everything for your family. Plus, they work awesome. Did I mention that? Your food doesn't stick to them at all with their non-toxic ceramic coating. That was like the revelation to me that food didn't have to stick to your pans. They just work so great. So visit carawayhome.com to take advantage of their Cyber Season event and score up to 20% off your next purchase of non-toxic kitchenware. This deal won't last long. So visit carawayhome.com to shop all of their incredible products for up to 20% off this holiday season. Caraway, non-toxic cooking made modern. Okay, do you have any other teen ideas?
Well, all bets are off this year because this, I call this like the final countdown. Like, we're not going to do like individual gifts and stuff. We're going to do like a trip. I think we're going to do like a skiing trip or something like that. Like this, it's just becoming so much more memory driven and holding on to moments driven than stuff this year. I am getting Jack luggage. That's practical and he's going to need it. So anyway, I mean, I can't even talk about it.
Okay.
So we got to move on.
But skip those teens.
Yeah, we're going to just go that direction this year.
Okay. I think that's good. I think that those kinds of things that are more like experience-based or learning-based or whatever, they're great for those teenage years.
Absolutely. And I will, you know, design some little something and it'll go in their stockings and say like, you know, we'll kind of do it up like a big thing, but it will not be a big thing. It will be something in the future. And then we'll probably do like a board game or something family wise. And I always do matching pajamas.
Oh,
so
yeah.
those are my dresses this year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. I don't know if you have anything for this category, but I have some ideas for preteens, especially for girl preteens. So I feel like a lot of my teenage content was boy focused, but a lot of my preteen content is girl focused.
Okay.
So they are really at this age, I find from about 10 to 13, 14, they're really focused on their bedroom decor and how they want things to look. They're kind of like reaching that point where they don't want how you decorated their bedroom anymore. They are wanting to like customize it to what they want and what they like. Like Emerson's been making all these signs with like quotes and stuff, and she's been wanting me to order her pictures so that she can post pictures of family and friends up on her walls. And so instead of just having her be taping everything up on the walls like she has been, I found some really cute picture hangers on Amazon. And there's one that's like a like macrame kind of thing that hangs down and has little clips on it. I might get her one of those. But then they also have these strings of lights that have clips on them. And so they can add their pictures to the strings of lights. And like she has LED lights in her room. They love like all that different lighting stuff. And so I thought it would be fun if she had a few of these strings of lights on the wall to be adding pictures to. And then to get her a gift card to like Walgreens to just like let her pick out a ton of different pictures that she wants to have printed and be able to hang up on her wall.
That's
So
fun.
that's one of the things that we're doing.
I love that.
Yeah. My girls also love these little teeny polymer clay beads that they're like little discs. And you can get these kits for super cheap off Amazon, and they can make like a bazillion different bracelets. I will say, don't use the plastic cording that they come with. Go and get like the fabric elastic cording because you can actually tie it off. So you can buy that for like $2 at Joann's. But those plastic or the clay bead kits, they will sit there for hours and days making those bracelets. And sort of in that same vein, my girls are really into perler beads right now and like doing big projects with perler beads. So like they'll just get like a big square, and then Emerson will go on to Pinterest and find a pattern for like an elephant or like these big complicated patterns. I mean, these perler bead things she's doing are probably like 7 by 7. They're pretty big as far as perler beads go, but they're a little bit more complicated than just doing like the little heart or the star or whatever. And so she's really having fun doing that. And it's like, I like those that are kind of project based that I know they're going to keep using over time.
Yeah.
And then both of my girls, which I know Ellie is not maybe your normal almost 8-year-old in this way, but she's super into skincare. I can't imagine why. But both of my girls, like, they want skincare items. You know, Emerson is very preteen right now and starting to have little things pop up with her skin, but just getting them like some little things like a fun little face wash or a moisturizer. I really like Ilia's night lip mask. I've been having good luck with that one. And so getting them their own some little like facial care kits is fun. And then Emerson also is at the age where she's wanting to curl her own hair more. And if you guys have followed on Instagram, then you know she has been using the Airburst styler from Bondi Boost. There's also one from Lange that's on Amazon, so we'll have links to that. Either one, I think they're pretty similar. But it's made like a curling iron instead of a flat iron. But it is a flat iron, so it actually has like it clamps shut instead of you having to hold it shut like with a traditional flat iron, which I think is a lot easier for her to manage. And then she's able to either straighten or curl her hair, and she can do it like pretty easily, even at 10 years old. So I'm getting her own one of those.
That's fun.
Yeah. And it's kind of like a bigger gift too. So, and I know that she'll be really surprised that she's getting her own. And I'm also actually getting one for Nick's daughter. So, and she's turning 13 in December. So I think they will both like be down with that. And then the last thing that I have that I think it doesn't really matter if you're a girl, boy, I don't even know if it matters your age, but a microwavable heating pad, especially since mine, I just like burnt a hole in, and I'm missing it. And my kids were always wanting to steal it. So I think like that's going to be maybe a stocking stuffer gift for everybody this year. Like everybody gets their own microwavable heating pad. We used to all have them years ago, and then they end up, you know, over time having holes and whatever, but everybody just likes like that coziness and that warmth. And so, yeah, I think across the board, everybody's going to get their own microwavable heating pad.
No, so, I love it.
Yeah.
Lay off of mine.
Yeah, exactly. Which I have to get my own. I'm going to have to buy, that's going to be my Christmas present to myself.
Oh, that needs to go in your stocking. Yeah,
because it is cold out in that studio. My word. Okay, and then like for Ellie, like I said, she's really into the skincare. She is actually the kid who I will overhear in the bathroom, like, go brush your teeth. And she will do the YouTube video for brushing her teeth. And like, I will hear her in the, hi guys. Okay, tonight I'm using this toothpaste and this is why I really like it. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, like she's legit good at it. It's kind of scary. So I think I will probably get her like some sort of teeny little camera this year so she can be, you know, making
her heart content.
Yeah. And then I'm going to get her just like kid makeup because she's literally like stealing mine. I have found her with mascara on numerous times lately where I'm like, hold the phone, sister. You were not there yet. You're not quite 8. Yeah. So if I might get her like clear mascara, so she feels like she's putting on mascara, but it's not really doing anything. But that age, like I don't see any problem with her having like her own little highlighter and lip gloss and powder and stuff like that. So but of course I want them to be clean. So I'm probably going to be doing like beauty counters, lip glosses, like get one of their little like holiday kits or something like that. So I know I don't have to worry about it. Yeah. But yeah, so that's kind of what I'm doing for her this year. And then a stocking stuffer wise, I'm probably going to do, I know this sounds silly, but Primally Pure's deodorant and chapstick. Everybody's using a lot of deodorant.
Fun. You are fun.
Yes. Guys, you smell bad. So this is a gift to myself. And I like Primally Pure's chapstick too. So I'll probably get those for them. No, this is also, I think, probably fairly niche to my family. Between us and Nick's family, there's only one person in the whole group who doesn't need hair ties. Because we all have hair that is past shoulder length. Girls and boys alike. All of us. So everybody needs hair ties. Everybody runs through hair ties. Everybody's getting hair ties in their stockings for Christmas.
That's hilarious.
Yep. And then for the boys, I like to do meat sticks because they're meat eaters. And then I like to get that Project 7 gum because everybody is trying to steal my gum all the time. And that's like a good clean gum that I know I don't have to worry about, you know, aspartame or whatever in. And then I will usually throw a little nail polish. I really like Essie's Expressi brand because they dry fast and I believe they're 8 free. So they're missing like 8 of the main toxins that are in a lot of nail polishes. So that's going to be like the stocking stuffer stuff.
Well, this was sort of a wake up call. So, like, oh my God, this is coming fast. I have nothing to offer in this department, but I was really glad to hear all that.
Good. Well, I mean, and I know I'm going to try to get, hopefully, the bulk of my shopping done on Black Friday, because last year I did the whole, like, I'm going to shop for stuff early so I just have it and I don't have to worry about it. And then Black Friday came and I saw how much money I could have saved if I just would have done it on Black Friday, just waited. And so this year I've done the waiting. I'm going to save the money because everybody's going to come out with a sale. And like, even your power sheets, guys, if you haven't bought your power sheets yet, just wait. We're so close. Like, just get everything on Black Friday, get it for the discounted price. So I will be putting out, yeah, those lists of like what the sales are from the stuff that I'm, you know, the companies that I really like. But I think just the more you can knock out on that Black Friday weekend and just then be done, and then you're just worried about getting it wrapped, that's a glorious thing.
Yeah.
So that's my recommendation.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope that your gift giving season goes well this year. Don't be too daunted by it. It's going to be okay. You'll get through it. And then we'll all get to New Year's, which is much more fun.
Well, the planning, right?
Yes, that's my favorite part.
I know. So, you love it.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for hanging with me today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll chat again soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That's it for this week's podcast, ladies. As always, you can find our show notes by swiping up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on, and you should be able to find links to everything that we've talked about in today's episode right there. And this is going to be one of those days where you really want to get to those links because we mentioned a lot of different things. You can also, of course, find all of those links by going to mackenziekoppa.com and clicking on podcast. That's where we've got all of our podcast show notes in one place, and you can find the links to everything we talked about today. We also have links to everything that we mentioned that is available on Amazon if you go to mackenziekoppa.com/Amazon. And I just want to thank you so much to all of you who shop through these links. A lot of these are affiliate links and they truly help to keep my family going. They are helping to keep the lights on right now. It's been a really tough year for us. And so I just so appreciate all of you who take that time to go through those links. It really means a lot to me and it really helps support this show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I also want to just mention again, if you haven't followed over on YouTube, I would love to see you over there. I've got tons of ideas for lots of fun new content that is going to be coming out on that platform. So head over to youtube.com/MackenzieKoppa and I hope to see you over there. All right, ladies, until next week, go be bold and gracious.